Beware of lurking triggers. Hello, gals, and welcome to the second episode of The Sober CEO, a segment inside of Sober Living Snippets where we live alcohol-free so we can heal our relationships, grow our businesses, feel youthful again, and overcome negative emotions. And we do a lot more than that. Hello out there to all you online business women, entrepreneurs. Thank you for tuning in because I know that reaching for the wine every time you turn around is really driving you nuts. I know that. I know it is because you want to be free. One of the things we know as business owners is that business growth and success are directly tied to our own personal growth and evolution. And you know, I did not expect this. I thought, well, I'm going to build a business. You know, it's going to be marketing, sales, it's going to be service, it's going to be... I did not realize that it would be personal development at the highest, highest level of the game. I honestly did not know that. Now, of course, I'm sure it's possible to build a business without personal development, without evolving as a human. But I know that the women I'm talking to out there are not willing to accept that. We're not just building businesses, we're changing lives. We are on a mission, and each of our missions is different, but we're passionate about what we do. And that includes me. And every single person we help has a ripple effect. It matters to me that your business thrives and that you thrive inside of it happily and healthily. I know that you're successful, you're building, but you keep reaching for that glass. You tell yourself it's stress or habit or the pressure, but those are not the real reasons. And today I'm going to talk to you about 5 silent triggers that are embedded right in how we work, in how we lead, and how we've been trained to perform. These are silent triggers that affect us. And once you recognize them, you'll have a better handle on why you're drinking. So let's get started. Trigger number 1 are what I call visibility triggers. Visibility triggers. Being seen brings up something deeper in us. And in order to be successful entrepreneurs, we have to be willing to be seen. We have to show up. We have to show up on social media. Perhaps you've got your own podcast. You are not just hiding behind a desk somewhere in your home. You've got to show up in the world and be the woman that people want to work with. And that is visibility. Well, behind that visibility, there's stress. There's fear of judgment, criticism, or even being misunderstood. And there's the fear of the good old-fashioned hater, which we all have, people who will lash out at us just because we're there. We know it's not personal, but we're human. It feels personal. So there's all these things. There's the fear of not being perfect when we're being seen. A fear that if they knew the whole truth, they wouldn't respect you. That's a huge trigger. A huge trigger. You're showing up in the world, doing your best to help people, building something amazing, and yet you know behind the scenes, you're having a little bit too much wine, and that can really tear down not just your self-confidence, but your business itself. It's really important that we don't have these hidden weaknesses that we think are weaknesses. And all of these visibility stressors make us reach for the alcohol, and the alcohol itself becomes a buffer between us and the vulnerability of being seen. Listen, success demands visibility, and visibility threatens the part of us that's still healing. We are human. Despite being the leader in your business, despite being the one that's showing up for everyone else, you're still human, my dear. And this is a very real trigger. Visibility triggers. I'm not sure if you've ever thought of them that way before, but I'd like you to think of them that way now. From now on, give yourself a bit of a break. You got to show up. You got to be visible in the world. And that takes guts, babe. That takes guts. So if you're reaching for the wine, it's understandable why you would be reaching for the wine. But of course, here at Sober CEO, I'm going to teach you how to handle visibility triggers without the wine. That's number 1. Number 2 trigger I want to talk about today are what I call control triggers. Control triggers. When things don't go your way, wine feels like a way to take back your power. Tech fails, a launch flops, people cancel, A client asks for a refund. Your metrics dip. You can't force results, but you can pour a glass of wine, right? This is what I call control triggers. When we can't control outcomes or people, it's a false control. But it does feel like we're returning to a control in a world where entrepreneurship demands surrender. Let's face it, there are so many aspects of our business we can't control. All we can do is show up and do our best. Things are bound to go wrong. And when we can't control these outcomes, it's no wonder that we turn to a drink. So drinking gives us the illusion of control in a business that's constantly asking us to let go. And here's the thing, gals. Here's the thing. I want you to hear this. The more control you crave inside your business, the more dangerous the wine becomes. I want to say that one again. The more control you crave inside your business, the more dangerous the wine becomes. I talk to all of my snippet lovers about letting go, letting go, letting go, allowing people to be who they're going to be, accepting that things will happen in the world, realizing that whatever's going on in our lives is not happening to us, but happening for us. And this applies to our business. If the metrics dip, if people cancel or a launch flops or whatever happens, this is an excellent opportunity to learn how to let go instead of grabbing onto the wine. So there we have it. Trigger type number two are control triggers. The third type of trigger I want to talk about is like the opposite. I call these success triggers. Yes, success can be a trigger too. You hit a massive milestone. You feel the urge to celebrate, release, or even self-sabotage. Success can trigger us to drink because we're celebrating, or drink to actually sabotage if we have a subconscious underlying belief that we don't deserve to win. That's why we have to face ourselves and realize if we do have limiting beliefs, subconscious beliefs, we will self-sabotage, and wine is a really good way to do it. Another problem with success triggers is success in itself, wins in themselves can be addictive, and it's never quite enough, never quite enough. You drink to numb the emptiness after a win or after a high. The thing to remember with success triggers is that success without self-trust is a trap and alcohol waits at the bottom. Every time you succeed and you find yourself drinking too much, you're sabotaging your own success. So trigger number two tells us we have to learn how to fail, and trigger number three tells us we have to learn how to succeed without alcohol. Okay, number four, the fourth type of trigger is the isolation trigger. I touched on this last Friday. No one really gets what you do, and that gets heavy. That gets heavy. As I mentioned last week, we're building something that family and friends don't fully understand. Even though you're in a mastermind or a course, you're still feeling disconnected. There's the loneliness of entrepreneurship. We add to that alcohol reliance, and it equals double visibility. So you're already feeling the loneliness of this world, and then add on top of it the fact that you're drinking more than you should, and then you can't share that drinking, and you've got double loneliness. And you know, even when we're not alone, if we're drinking too much, we feel isolated because we can't share it with anyone. We're successful people. You're successful, you're showing up, you're blowing everybody's mind. You can't exactly just come up in the middle of it all and say, yeah, but I drink way too much wine. And you know, sometimes this may have even happened to you. Maybe you do feel like I need to tell someone, I need to share this with a friend. And half the time when we do that, they come back and go, you don't have a problem. Oh, you're fine. Have you ever had that one happen? Happened to me a lot. This happens to all of us, not just business women. This happens to us in our professions and our businesses. When we show up in the world and we look successful, it's hard to ask for help, because half the time people don't even believe that we have a problem. And then the worst, they say, oh, you don't really have a problem. And then we decide to believe them because it's an easy out. It's a trap that business women and professional women alike can fall into. That's trigger number four, isolation triggers. And number five, the fifth trigger type is the collapse trigger. I call this the collapse trigger. When the pressure builds so high alcohol becomes the exit door. You've been going hard, over-functioning, keeping it all together. It's God. It's happening. I'm going. Look at me. You're not only building the business, but you're on track. You're working out. You're eating right. Everything's going so great that you're overdoing, over-functioning. And finally, in order to stop, you actually end up crashing. The evening wine isn't pleasure. It's an escape from the edge of burnout. This overfunctioning is actually burnout in disguise, or burnout on its way. And the harder you push, the more likely you are to pour that glass, because collapse will be inevitable. So the wine is not the problem, our pace is. While we're building our businesses, we have to learn to pace ourselves and look after ourselves at all times, or we will invariably crash. So those are the five triggers I want to point out for you. The five triggers. Number one, visibility trigger. Number two, the control trigger. Number three, the success trigger. Number four, the isolation trigger. And number five, the collapse trigger. Now, I've made a guide for you, gals, and I'm putting it in the show notes of this episode. This is a guide specifically for the Sober CEO listeners. And here's the final truth about these triggers. You've been trying to fix your drinking by managing your stress. We try to fix our drinking by managing our stress. But it's not just stress. It's our identity. It's how you lead. It's how you survive. It's how you perform. It's who you are. And until you start to name these triggers for what they are, alcohol will always have a quiet backstage pass to your life. It's time to step up, gals, and look these in the face and recognize why you're drinking and why you're triggered and why you are susceptible to these very particular types of triggers. You're showing up in the world, you're doing what you're supposed to do, but you have an underlying propensity to alcohol. As I've said before, alcohol doesn't discriminate. Just because you've stepped up in the world doesn't mean that alcohol will just fall away. That was a lie that I told myself all my life. In my 20s, I was uneducated, and as you may or may not know, I was a prostitute and a bit of a mess. And I couldn't stop drinking, and I thought, I know what will solve this. I'll get educated. So I spent 10 years and $50,000 getting an education, only to come out the other side drinking more than when I started. So that began my career as a college professor, and I thought, surely this professional life will slow me down, and it didn't. What we're doing on the outside will not stop alcohol. This is an internal job, gals, an internal job. And in order for your business to flourish, you're going to have to turn around and look inside. And that's why I'm here, and that's why I'm so glad that you're here. If you'd like the guide that I created for you, where I outline these five triggers, give you reflection prompts for them, go to the show notes, grab that guide, and let's get you building your business alcohol-free and stepping up in the world as the sober CEO I know that you can be. Thank you for joining me. Have a beautiful weekend, everyone, and I'll see you on Monday. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back tomorrow so we can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.